Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, then restreamed on the web at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Well, my guest really needs no introduction. She's a more modern feminist, you could say. I agree with the report she's put out, the analysis she's done about how destructive pornography is for both men and women, and her analysis fits with the scientific reports I've seen, which, of course, she covered, where... This is what we have her on about today, but I'm saying she's very accomplished about how it doesn't turn men into these raving rapists like people thought it would 50 years ago. It actually turns them into men who don't interface with the women in their lives and who live in a fantasy land. It's very destructive for men, not just women, but that's some of the stuff she's written about. She's written multiple best-selling books, as I'm sure many of you know, and now she has valiantly come out and put out a new book, The End of America. And she also has written a essay called Fascist America in 10 Easy Steps. And we have links to Amazon.com where you can get her book and a lot more up on Infowars.com. Naomi Wolf, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you so much, Alex, for having me.
When did you start to wake up to the police state that's really accelerated its expansion under the Bush administration in the last 7 years?
Yeah, well, it was definitely not something I wanted to think about, but I have a friend who's the daughter of Holocaust survivors, and she kept insisting when we talked about news events that they did this in Germany, and I was sure that this was, you know, very extreme, irrational talk, but she finally forced me to sit down and start reading. And, of course, I discovered that she wasn't talking about National Socialist outcomes, you know, 38, 39, 40. She was talking about 1930, 31, 32, when Germany was a parliamentary democracy, yes, a fragile one.
The Weimar Republic.
Exactly, but a small group of people began very systematically to use the law and dismantle the Constitution and put pressure on citizens to subvert the law, and that opened the door for everything to follow. And then when I started reading this, I saw that not only were tactics and strategies being reproduced exactly right now by the Bush administration, but that actual sound bites and language and images and scenarios and sort of film moments are being reproduced. And then to, you know, summarize quickly, I looked at other times and places where a would-be dictator, whether on the left or the right, wanted to close down a democracy or crush a pro-democracy movement. And I looked at Italy in the 20s. I mentioned Germany in the 30s, Russia in the 30s, East Germany in the 50s, Czechoslovakia in the 60s, China's crackdown on the democracy movement in the 80s, Pinochet's coup in Chile in 1973. And what I saw, Alex, was that there is a blueprint. I mean, that everybody who wants to close down a democracy does the exact 10 things. They're 10 classic steps. And that, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, we're seeing each of these 10 steps being put in place in the United States today.
And you've pointed out, and I've interviewed actual special forces colonel commanders from Vietnam and other places where this has been carried out, and people who are involved in death squads in Latin America, that our own government, not just the School of Americas for Latin America in Fort Benning, Georgia, but other military bases and other spy schools and other officer training schools for foreign cadets are actually training the world. The U.S. for the last 50 years has been covertly, but now it's accelerating, training the world how to carry out these very policies, this very blueprint.
Yeah, it's very, very distressing, especially if you're a patriot. And, you know, we can live in this bubble, as I did until I was, you know, 43 and started researching this, where you really think, sort of, you know, we are a force for good in the world, and we should be, and often we are. But what you've just said is horrifically true. I'm sorry to say that the great dictators, you know, Mussolini, Stalin, Hitler, developed this practice that is so effective. And then what happened was petty dictators in the second half of the 20th century and up until the present learn it, study it, transmit it. And unfortunately, you're 100% right. The School for the Americas, under our auspices, teaches would-be dictators, especially in Latin American countries, how to set up their own death squads, suppress dissent in their own countries, crack down, round up journalists in their own countries. The same blueprint, the same 10 steps.
Now, going back.
Miracle, sorry. I was just going to say, it's kind of this really incredible lesson that since we turned a blind eye as citizens to how we were exporting this all over the world, paradoxically, we don't recognize, because we're not in practice, we don't recognize these blinking red warning lights happening right now at home that democracy activists all over the world can recognize. And they're going, oh, my God, no, you know, don't let the executive have more power to declare martial law. Don't let the executive have more power to round up his political opponents and put them in solitary confinement for 3 years.
Now, going back to the roots of this with Hitler, and he was, of course, expanding on other systems of control, going back to the Romans, he adopted a lot of the, and I've read Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death's Head, a lot of the Jesuits' systems for controlling countries. And so Hitler was building on a lot of sciences that had been developed before he came along. But I'm sure you know this, and I haven't finished your book yet, and I'm wondering if it's in there, that Prescott Bush was actually the head Nazi agent in the U.S. The McCormick-Dickstein Committee's exposed this. The guy that was about to be the Marine Corps Commandant, Brigadier General Smedley Butler. They tried to hire him to overthrow the government and set up a fascist dictatorship. So to see Bush even calling it Homeland Security, it was Fatherland Security there, setting up a Homeland Security, which is the Gestapo slash SS. I mean, they're really going down the line. And then when you learn, and I'm asking, did you know this, that the Bushes actually got their first seed money from Fritz Thiessen, the man who bankrolled Hitler. Yeah.
Yep. Well, I have to say, as you're speaking, I'm very rarely at a loss for words, Alex, but I'm so kind of overwhelmed with emotion as from what you just said, because you're the first mainstream talker to say this truth, which is, you know, historically 100% accurate and profoundly important for people to understand. There was an attempted coup. Are you there?
Hello? Oh, yes, I'm here, Naomi.
Okay. There was, as you just said very bravely to, you know, thousands of listeners, there was a scheme in the 30s, and Prescott Bush was one of the leaders of this scheme, industrialists who admired fascism and who thought it was a good idea to have a coup in the United States along the lines of the coup that they saw taking place so profitably for corporations in Italy and in Germany. And you are 100% right that Smedley Butler, and actually I have a good friend who's reporting this out and has access to the original documents, so he's telling me about Smedley Butler even as you're speaking, so it's like this, you know, truth is just like coming out all over the place. Smedley Butler had gone along with violent regime change for much of his career, but he was approached by these conspirators, including Prescott Bush, and he outed them, and he testified to Congress, and, you know, that these people were planning a coup in the United States. It's in the congressional record. And you are 100% right that Prescott Bush was in alliance with Thiessen, the great industrialist, the Nazi industrialist, and made millions and millions of dollars, basically the Bush family fortune. And then what is amazing to me and resonant to me is that when the Nuremberg trials finally were put in place, and these Nazi industrialists, some of whom had colluded with Americans, including, by the way, IBM, were about to be brought to trial and sent to prison, there was a moment at which they were going to look into turning the spotlight on their American partners. And that's why when I look at the laws that the Bush White House has drafted, like the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which are so consciously designed to protect Bush and his co-conspirators from being indicted for war crimes, just as the Nuremberg conspirators were indicted for war crimes, that seems to me to resonate from the family history. The family history is you can make so much money, you know, uniting corporate interests with a fascist state that violently represses people. And that's why when I saw, you know, the recycling of so much Nazi language, Nazi tactics, Nazi strategies, Nazi imagery in the Bush White House, and then finally, belatedly, people brought to me this history of the Prescott Bush attempted coup and Smedley Butler's revelations, it just gave me absolute chills. And it gives me chills to hear you say it out loud.
Is this the first time you've spoken about it?
I have sort of skirted the issue as I've been waiting to get enough research that is sound to have a public conversation about it, but you have very bravely sort of dragged the subject out into a public conversation. I'm now confident enough of the data to confirm exactly what you're saying.
Well, I mean, just so you know, I've been covering this ever since I got on air 13 years ago, and I've had a lot of the historians on who really first codified this and put this together. But just just so you know, if you go to Google Video, no need to buy the DVD from InfoWars.com, though it'd be nice. You know, I'll send you one, but for listeners, it's nice to have the high-quality digital DVD. If you go to Google and type martial law in and click video, Naomi, I made a three-hour film about this. The last hour is about
God.
It.
And, are you serious?
Yeah, and so no need to watch the first 2 hours. It's about other things. But you can fast forward to the last hour, and we have. But since we brought this out, the London Guardian's reported, the BBC has reported,
BBC's reported, and
BBC Radio and TV. So it's now.
You're the guy who brought it out that the BBC picked it up from. That's amazing.
Well, no. Let me give credit where credit's due. Webster Tarpley. I'd already read this and talked about it, but Tarpley about 12 years ago did the main research. And then Mr. Buchanan, who I interviewed for the film, John Buchanan, he actually went to verify, and we went with him to the National Archives.
Oh, my God.
And then since then, we've gotten the actual clips of newsreel 18-millimeter footage from the McCormick-Dickstein Committee.
No.
And, yes.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I've got to see this material.
Yeah, you know, it's dangerous.
We've got to bring this out. I mean, we've got to bring this out. I've got a friend who is standing by to make a viral film about this to get the word out to Americans, because it's one thing to put the pieces together theoretically, as I've done in my book, but when you realize that there is a family history, and again, you can't point fingers at a grandson or a great, you know, grandson and say, you know, the taint of the ancestors on the grandson, but it just...
But now he's doing it. It's kind of like saying...
Now he's doing it. That's right. And it adds a dimensionality of plausibility to something that is, until you have this kind of personal history confirmation, is circumstantial evidence. Oh, my gosh.
Now, I want to, but for your research, London Guardian, and then you can expand out from there to BBC, and it was also picked up by three U.S. newspapers, but they're local dailies, so it's all been vetted out. And Prescott Bush was the main bag man on the board of directors of Fritz Thiessen's Union Carbide and Brown Brother Harriman. And then after the war, he was the bag man. And then it gets into Texas history and even family that I talked to who didn't know what they were seeing in Midland after World War II, but was telling me about this when I was a little kid, and how all this comes out about how there were all these Nazis everywhere, and it's just...
No, Alex, yes. You're kidding me. Can we talk afterwards and follow up more about this?
Like, absolutely. I get off at about 3 Eastern. I don't know what time zone you're in.
This is really important because, I mean, truly, what is so disturbing about the research that I found isn't the broad brushstrokes. I mean, that's bad enough. But what is really disturbing are these minute fingerprints. Like, you look at, you know, they unloaded coffins at night in Germany. We unload coffins at night. They pioneered the embedding of reporters. We pioneering the embedding of
now
reporters.
Now, stop
they
right there. Let's go through the 10 steps while we have time. Go ahead.
Sure.
You've got the floor.
Yeah, thank you. So the first, I'm sorry, I'm just, like, still reeling from what you're saying.
Oh, I understand,
saying.
Yeah.
It's big. I mean, also, I'm not putting these pieces together. I want to be super clear about this, but I just got off an interview where, for the first time, I also said in public, you know, that citizens should be able to ask any questions they want about 9/11, and that it's not a good sign in a democracy when there are some questions that are off limits. And I made it super clear that I'm not drawing any kinds of conclusions, but that in a strong democracy, if citizens call for more investigation of a major crime, there's more investigation.
Well, did you know that Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly have said that Ron Paul supporters are working for Al-Qaeda, and Glenn Beck called for the military to be used against citizens last week?
Oh, my God. No, I did not.
You can actually watch the video. Yeah, it's on...
Why now, Ron Paul supporters, because they're for the Constitution?
They're calling us domestic enemies. I had the congressman on last week about it, in fact, we can even play the clips, but we're running out of time. But yes, they're now saying this.
That's really scary. And they called out the military against them?
Well, they said we need to consider using the military. And then if you read, yes, against citizens, and then if you read, saying we're a domestic threat, and then if you read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act,
yeah.
It says it funds martial law for domestic insurrection by the citizenry.
Yeah.
And then in PDD 51, Bush says that he's above continuity of government, not Congress.
Yes, that's right. Well, that is super scary because I know that they're training FBI agents right now to identify people who are critical of the administration as terrorists, which is something right out of the Stalinist playbook. And, in fact, Norman Podhoretz's new book identifies people like me and you, obviously, as, quote-unquote, domestic insurgents. And, you know, in a fascist shift, what I call a fascist shift, that's step 8 and 9, which is to start identifying critics of the regime or critics of the cadre in power.
But here's the good news, Naomi.
Traitors. Yes, sir.
Here's the good news. Right. Hitler did it and was popular. They're doing it and totally blowing their cover. That I think, is the good news.
That is good news, but until there's a revolution, like starting yesterday, of American patriots across the political spectrum to investigate, identify these crimes, prosecute, and put these people in jail, because impeachment, the historical record shows, is not safe enough for people who are this kind of
I agree. No,
criminals.
No, this is life and death. Invoke a terrifying internal or external enemy in 9/11.
Oh, yes. Let's go through them. The 10 steps. Sure. All would-be dictators, left or right, invoke a terrifying internal and external enemy, often a real one that they will hype and manipulate. The second thing they always do is create a secret prison system that is outside the rule of law. By secret, I mean unaccountable, where torture takes place, and they often create military commissions. There's always a blurring of the line where they start by torturing people seen as at the margins of society and then inevitably move into directing state abuse against people at the heart of civil society, journalists, editors, opposition leaders, outspoken clergy, and labor leaders. At that point, people start to self-censor. And that's why the enemy combatant thing scares me to death. The president can say, Naomi Wolf, you're an enemy combatant. Joe Blow, you're an enemy combatant. And innocent American citizens, once he says this, can be put in a 10-by-12-foot cell in a Navy brig and kept there in isolation for 3 years.
And they're innocent. Now trying to introduce that idea as a White House talking point we got, that anti-war libertarians, liberals are aiding terrorists and should be banned.
Lovely. I mean, this is just predictable. The blueprint is predictable. You could tell 6 months ago that this was ahead. And what's interesting to me, also historically predictable, is as people start to wake up, the regime is starting to ramp down. Because it is a race against time. Like, who's going to win? Are we going to wake up in time and put them in prison? Or are they going to get us, you know, and push us past the point of no return, which is very quick.
Boy, you are certainly on the same page as I am. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, let's hope we win. The third thing they always do is create a paramilitary force that is not answerable to the citizens.
Blackwater.
Blackwater, exactly. And they are operating in the United States right now. They are hand-selected torturers and murderers from regimes like Chile, Pinochet's guys, El Salvador, Nigeria, where they torture their own citizens. And they're opening training grounds in Illinois.
Naomi, we'll stay there. We're going to come right back. We're going to keep her 5 minutes in the next hour. Then we have a guest coming on with the secret history of education and the big foundations. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodide. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MetaCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural, healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MetaCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MetaCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A one-month supply of MetaCleanse is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant health has never been easier.
Alex Jones here, back live. Don't forget my new film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is out on DVD. It's gone as high as, 18 on the Amazon video charts, number one documentary for a week straight, and Loose Change Final Cut, which I'm the executive producer of. Totally new film, ladies and gentlemen, just been out for 2 weeks, available on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com as well. Not on Amazon, one place to get it, PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling 888-253-3139. Well, I mean, she's an amazing lady and just very well versed on so many subjects. Remember, for 5 minutes into the next hour, it's clear I'm going to have to get her back up for a full hour if she'll grace us with that much time in the near future. Naomi, continuing with the steps.
Sure. So paramilitary force outside the rule of law of Blackwater. They can show up tomorrow outside our doors to crack down on civil society with, as you mentioned, the Defense Authorization Act of 2007, which gives the president the power to declare a public emergency, federalize the National Guard over the objections of governors.
And it says for insurrection. It says for the American people.
Yep. Yeah, he can do that tomorrow because he says so. The fourth thing you need to close down an open society is to direct a surveillance apparatus at ordinary citizens. And by the way, there's a huge profit incentive because in the wake of the Cold War, the third of the economy that was making Cold War weapons, like Boeing and Raytheon, needed to, you know, they were looking at declining market share unless they could find a new enemy.
That's right.
So
first they had the Soviets, now they have the Arabs, now it's going to be us. Rand and others have said this, and then it integrates it, just like many of your new student packages that the students get, scholarships, are for this whole apparatus.
Exactly, and they've got, so now there's billions of profits to be made if we hype a global enemy, if we turn the quote-unquote war on terror into something much bigger than it really is, and if we turn the enemy into us, because then they're creating the surveillance and security technologies now. They have lobbyists who sit down with Homeland Security and write the laws and the policies. So, you know, that's why when our organization tried, the American Freedom Campaign tried to get the presidential candidates to stand up for the Constitution, the people who were not front runners on the left did so right away, but the front runners hesitated, and only Ron Paul has pledged it on the right. Why is that? Because it is now expensive to stand up for the rights of American citizens if you're a front runner, because there are billions to be made from major donors who are the telecommunications and the surveillance and security technologies industries.
And by the way, this only accelerates once you go into this paradigm of the predatory economy, and only gets bigger.
Yeah, that's really scary. I mean, what we saw the model in Italy and Germany, someone just pointed out, and they're right, that now there are technologies that can amplify control and terror of civilians massively, or that can be used to liberate civilians.
Have you heard they're now putting in cameras all over, first in England, that shout orders at you, and they have police cars that scan everyone's plates?
Oh, my Lord. I knew about the scanning of the plates. I didn't know about the shouting orders. That's very disturbing.
Yeah, it's...
Number five, because I know you want me to get through these quickly if I can.
Go ahead.
Infiltrate citizens' groups. By the way, the surveillance, the TSA watch list and the no-fly list started out 45,000 U.S. citizens. I'm one of them. Many critics of the administration are on the watch list, but it's gone up to 775,000. 1,000 American citizens, 20,000 names added every month, and these are people who are environmental activists, anti-war activists, decorated war heroes who are critical of the Iraq War.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Death, Alex, is that people come up to me in tears after I speak about this because they wrote a letter to their local newspaper critical of Bush. Their kids get put on a watch list.
Now, again, folks, if we give, and this is admitted, we always knew they had lists. Now they're public. This is the intimidation. If we give in, they win. The only problem is they put so many people on it now, they're letting you fly most of the time, so they put too many on it. Stay there, Naomi Wolf. Oh, I wish we had you longer. Five more minutes after this 60-second break. We'll get into the other 4 points. Her new book is The End of America. Folks, this is it. They're making their move. It's not a joke. It's not a game.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're clearly going to get her back up for a full hour in the next few weeks, and she is hot on the trail. She's learned a lot of stuff I didn't know. I've got a lot of stuff she didn't know, because it's so big, no one person can know it all. She's a great person and put out a great book. You can get it at Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere, The End of America. And Naomi, I'm going to send you a lot of these documents and news articles and video clips for yourself today so you can... burrow deeply into the whole Nazi angle, but also send you all the martial law info. But it looks like you already know more than I do on that. Naomi, continue with the other 4 steps.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm very great. I mean, this is just something I want to say about democracy. In a living democracy, this is exactly what should be happening. Citizens bring to one another the information they need to put all the pieces together, and don't just trust the elites or trust the regime in power to, spoon feed them the information. Infiltrate and harass citizens groups. The ACLU has many lawsuits noting that people are doing that right now. Every time I speak or you speak, they're likely to be state infiltrators, sort of dressed like audience members, basically taping everything you're saying and ready to get you in trouble if they can. The seventh step is to target key individuals. Now, this is when you see people like Dan Rather going down because of White House pressure on his employer when he criticizes Bush, when you see Bill Maher lose his job, when you see Valerie Plame get outed, smearing punitive retributions against people like Jessica Rakoff, a senior lawyer at the Justice Department who said don't torture John Walker Lind. She found that she was referred to the Bar Association. You're seeing people in Alabama put in prison. They ratchet up the targeting of key individuals. Then you get restricting the press. You see things like Greg Palast, the author, being investigated by Homeland Security.
Oh, they put out an arrest warrant. They put out an arrest warrant until ABC got on it. They were trying to arrest. Oh, yeah, whenever he went and filmed the camps down in Louisiana. Oh, yeah, that was in the news. Homeland Security said he had exposed key infrastructure until the press got on it, and they dropped it.
Right. Well, that's super scary because, you know, at this point, you know, one or two or three, there can be an outcry. But when the state starts to, you know, issue arrests for journalists and you hear of 30 or 40 or 50, that's one of those tipping points where it's very difficult to push back. And, you know, what I'm trying to stress is that a democracy doesn't close down overnight. It closes down in a series of these tipping points. So for me personally, when I read, and this is step number eight, recast espionage, criticism as espionage and dissent as treason. Bill Keller, the executive editor of the New York Times, exposed the Swift banking story, which showed that the government was spying on our emails and on our phone conversations illegally. And so there was this White House drumbeat, treason, 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 prosecute him under the Espionage Act. Well, the penalty for treason is execution. And I was reading Goebbels when I read this, and I got, again, chills, because the publisher of Izvestia in the 30s was charged with treason by Stalin in the Third Moscow Show trial and was executed for treason.
And then the last two, we got 1 minute.
Okay. The last two are that you, recast espionage, restrict the press, you subvert the rule of law, and you make it easier to declare martial law. And so that's where you get things like signing statements. You know, the White House basically saying, I don't care that you're Congress. I don't care there are two other branches of government. And you get things like the Defense Authorization Act, which we've discussed, that make it easier to declare martial law. You try to purge the civil service, as Goebbels did in 1933, the U.S.
And Naomi, in closing, and if you can hold over, that's fine. If you can't, I know you probably got to go. The problem is...